Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station.
Hello, I'm Mark Price. I'd like to talk to you today about bending the rules and doing what's right. Sometimes rules are just plain pointless. There may have been a reason for them at one time or another, but they no longer make sense. Now, I'm not suggesting we ignore rules just because we don't like them. I'm saying that there are times when the need or the common sense of something simply outweighs the importance of the rule. During World War I, there was a young American officer who was stationed in a small town in France. He was a rabbi and served as a chaplain. He became very close friends with a young Catholic priest who was pastor of the local church. During the war, the young rabbi was shot and killed. The young priest wanted to bury him in his cemetery, but was told by his superiors that because the man was Jewish, he was not allowed to be buried in the Catholic cemetery. So the young officer was buried outside the Catholic cemetery. Many years later, during World War II, the rabbi's son was serving in France. He went to the small town and made his way to the Catholic church. He knew the pastor and his father were friends. He asked to see where his father was buried. The old priest walked him out to the cemetery, right up to a grave in the very center. "This is your father's grave," the old priest said. "But this is the middle of the Catholic cemetery. I thought you couldn't bury him here." The old priest smiled. "When I buried him here many years ago, it was outside the fence. They told me I couldn't bury him in the cemetery. They didn't tell me I couldn't move the fence." Sometimes, to do what's right, we have to just simply be willing to move the fence. Rules are not more important than people. This is Mark Price. Thanks for listening.
Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station. Listen again for Mark Price.